Hello, hello everyone in the YK Delta and beyond. This is another edition of Talkline. It's November 16th. I'm Diane McGachran.
And I'm Peter Etchett. Good morning to you.
Good morning. And we're here to take your calls on anything that you want to share. And you can be anonymous. We have numbers for you. You can also email us. We'll read your email over the air. And we have some weather information we want to give you and some ice information we want to give you that's really important.
Mm-hmm.
So, Peter, you want to go ahead and
do that? Yes, we do. There's extremely thin ice that is being reported all over along the Kuskokwim and in Bethel area is also in there. I'll just read it off. You know, that close observation of river ice near Bethel showed that it is pocketed with countless holes and thin areas of all sizes hidden under these seemingly harmless little snow drifts. Bethel Search and Rescue recommends that no motorized vehicles on the ice in front of Bethel at this time. Anyone walking out should be very careful, stay away from snow drifts, and have an ice pick checking the ice.
Yeah, okay, good.
You know, last week we had talked about that walking stick.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We had a caller from Queetzluck, yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's what our ancestors used to use. You know, a lot of our older people used to use a walking stick everywhere they went,
mm-hmm.
this time of the year, especially in springtime.
Yeah.
And then what I remember is that those walking sticks that I used to see my appa and dad would take, they would be about the size, person's size. So
oh.
that if you happen to fall through, you can use that stick.
Oh, to brace yourself, yeah, to get out?
Yeah, to, instead of being like, you can float away, you know, but if you have that stick, the walking stick, you can stop yourself, you know, because more than likely, if you fall through, that hole will be a little bit bigger than your body, maybe. But your stick, you know, will be up on the top of the ice, and you can pull yourself out of the hole, out of the water.
Right, but then that other thing where it can prevent the tide from dragging you under.
Yeah.
Because you can grip on that.
Right.
And keep yourself from getting pulled under the ice by the tide.
Yes, and some of them had a little, the ones I
current.
Seen, you know, had like a little ivory
tip
hook at the end.
Uh-huh.
Like one ice pick, kind of, you know, a nail or something on one end and then a hook on the other end. So that, you know, you could jab onto the ice and pull yourself up if it's slippery.
Yeah.
So.
Wow, that's important. I meant current pull you under, not the tide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so we have our first caller, John Nick from Bethel. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talkline.
Oh, boy, I thought I was going to be a little late. I was going to apologize for being a little late here.
No, you are right on.
Yeah, that
anyway,
gave us a chance to...
You guys were talking about falling in the... You know, they have the necklace text ice pick that you connect together and you can wear on your neck.
Yeah, I've seen those, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're extended with the rubber, so it's always on your neck and it clips together. When you need it, you unclip and you can take it out and use it as a pick.
Yeah.
When you're in there. Because right now, you fall in that water and it's really, really slippery, the brand new ice on there.
Mm-hmm.
You're like trying to crawl up on oil, you know?
Yeah.
It's so slick. So you need to have some way to grip yourself and get out of there.
Have you seen any of those anywhere, John?
I had one. My friend gave me one, and I don't know where he got them, but I think they sell them in the stores. I'm not sure, though.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any in Bethel, though. I don't know.
Tell you a good example of how the stairs operate, mm-hmm. Diane and Peter. You know what a bow saw is, huh?
Yep.
A
it's
what?
One of them hand
saws. A bow saw.
Oh, a bow saw, yeah. Yes. I know what that is.
Okay, here's how they order stuff. They load at a bow frame, but they won't have no saws. Otherwise, they buy them so much quickly that they run out of the sauce, but you still have a lot of bow there. Mm-hmm. I mean, what did make an invisible saw there? I wonder how they do business around here. You know, it makes you wonder, what the heck, you know? And anyway, you know, people are ice fishing right now, like you were talking about. Be real careful on how far you're going out there. Right now it's warm again, and it's really, really slippery. And you want to be really careful, you know. Good to have, if you're going to fish with somebody, have some sort of emergency, like long rope and whatever, tied on one end with weight so that you can control and throw it out. You always got to be worry about the unexpected, you know what I mean? Blink of an eye, things pop up.
Yeah, so, be prepared for an unexpected. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and when you're out there ice fishing, excuse me, take all your trash home, like your chewing gum wrapper or candy wrapper or whatever, you know what I mean? Keep it nice and clean. So everyone, please have a good, safe weekend. Don't drink and drive, and watch out. Right now it's really slippery, especially in the morning for the kids going to school. So you got to watch out for them. And everyone have a safe day. Thank you, Peter and Dan.
Thank you, John. Glad you called. Yeah, we should mention that today there's going to be snow and light freezing rain likely in the morning, then a chance of rain, light freezing rain, and snow in the afternoon. Snow accumulation up to 1 inch. Highs in the upper 20s and mid 30s.
Wow.
Okay, that's going to melt things out a little bit. It's tonight there's a chance of rain. So we're probably going to have rain and freezing rain, which is like the worst combination for walking and driving on the roads.
That's right. So people, got to prepare yourself. You know, I had to look for my ice cleats, you know, and I looked all over in my porch where I normally kept them. They weren't there. So I kept looking. Then when I went out to my little car, I went back there to check for a scraper, and there they were behind my little car under some cardboard or something.
Outside?
Yeah, in the car. In the back,
I see. You'd hidden, hidden away.
Yeah, but you know what John was talking about, you know, about those little picks that you can...
Wear
and put it around your neck, or you know, I did see them. And then for myself, you know, I've thought about that, you know, in the past, and I used to put a couple of screwdrivers in each pocket on my coveralls, but they kept poking holes through my pocket, you know,
stabbing you in the thigh.
So what I did was I upgraded that to a couple of spark plugs, you know. You know, on those spark plugs, snow machine spark plugs, you can take the top off, unscrew it off, and then you have a little threaded thing at the end of them, you know. So I had one on each side, and actually I had to use that one spark plug one time when my motor started having problems, and figured out it was a spark plug.
Oh, it needed the spark.
So I had a spare plug in my pocket, you know.
But you were going to use it, you could grip it and stab into the ice to pull out.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, now that's a really great idea. Except your snow machine used it instead.
Well, yeah.
But it was good you had it.
Yeah, so that's just an idea. But
there's
a lot of suggestions and people talking about, you know, what to do in the event you ever fall through the ice and you're in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one big advice that our elders that we carried on is like putting grass inside of, you know, between your skin and your clothes.
Oh, like a insulation layer.
Yeah.
That's good.
But, you know, you can't just pick any old kind of grass. They're the ones that, you know, you see them kind of, they're tall.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have an air pocket inside of them.
That's those, right. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then they use those for, like, when there used to be hardly any insoles, you can put them, you know, as insoles, and they'll keep your feet warm and dry.
Yes, because that air pocket is what helps keep you warm.
Yes.
Yeah, then, which is better than, like, a flat kind of blade of grass, like like a lawn.
Yeah, you don't use blade of grass.
No.
Yeah.
These stalks are, that's really cool. Okay, good. We have another caller, Ayaprin from Bethel. Good morning. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. Just wanted to, you know, get a conversation going about if there's anybody out there that knows about the global warming. And I heard a little bit about, like, what the elders said about that pole, the south and north pole shifting.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be part of the warming of, you know, like right now there should be a lot of snow out there, and like maybe 24 or even 34 degrees right now all over. And
mm-hmm.
just wanted to see if there's anybody out there listening that and knows about
climate change.
Yeah.
And how that's, you know, showing up.
Yes, and I heard a little bit about someone saying when they were looking up in the stars that it looked a little different, or it was one star was in a different area where, you know, was supposed to be, but it's not. It's shifted a little.
Yeah, I think there was an article where elders were talking about how the Earth seems to have shifted slightly on its axis, is basically what the interview, what the scientists were interviewing these elders who were talking about that, and that's how the elders described it in their language, so that's the translation of it. So what you're saying is something important that is being talked about. And noticed, indigenous communities with their relationship to the land are very precise in noticing these, even the smallest kind of shifts in patterns, climate patterns, and maybe that's kind of what you're talking about too, that it's that big picture.
Yes. I just wanted to hear, from anyone out there that, you know, might be listening.
Good, okay.
A little bit about this.
Great.
The subject. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
So if anyone wants to call in and you have ideas about climate change and observations you have made or connections that elders in your life have made to climate change, go ahead and call in and tell us what you're thinking about with that.
You know, I seen on Facebook a few years ago, seemed like these Inuit from up north, you know, they were talking about that, and they were saying that for this certain time of the year, the sun used to set on the right side of that mountain, miles away, and then they said for the same. And then just a few years ago, they were saying that it sets on the other side of the mountain now.
Mm-hmm.
So they said it. Yes,
there's a shift.
There was a shift.
Interesting.
And then even around here, some folks, maybe FAA, I'm not sure who, they went around to villages to readjust their north and south. When the pilots are going to land, you know, they call it a certain it's escaping me right now.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Like when you're landing at the airport and you're using GPS or
you
whatever.
Know, landing this many degrees of, whatever.
Yes, and then they had to readjust the readings on the airports in some of the airports around the Delta.
Yeah, so that's interesting too. So. Okay. So our lines are open and our numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756. And you can also call from anywhere in North America at 1-800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. We'll read your email over the air. And for your calls and your emails, you may remain anonymous if you would like. We have a call from Danny in Bethel. Good morning, Danny. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. I was just calling to tell everyone that KUC Recycling will be at Saturday Market tomorrow. And that we will take aluminum cans. And starting this week, we will also take number one plastic bottles.
Now, what's the number? What are those? Number one plastic. What does that mean?
That means on the bottom of like a plastic beverage bottle, like soda, juice, or water, it'll have a symbol, like a recycling triangle.
Yes.
And it'll say one in the middle.
Okay.
Oh.
Do some of them have something else in the middle of that triangle?
Yes, there are also number twos and number threes, and so this time we're only taking number ones.
Okay.
Which is usually it's most plastic drinking bottles, I think, are number one. And to bring those, they must be empty of all liquid, but you can keep the caps on.
Okay. Okay, thank you for that. And then what do you all do with, and how's it been going? Have you been getting a lot of donations of cans and number one plastic bottles at your Saturday market?
We haven't been getting that many at Saturday markets. So, like, I'm just calling to remind people to keep collecting, and we'll be at every Saturday market collecting aluminum cans and number one plastic.
What do you do with them?
And we send them with a program called ALPAR to Anchorage. And through KUC student government, we get a little bit of money back for them.
Wow.
Okay, great. So this is sponsored by the KUC City student government, and this is one of their fundraising projects ongoing. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, good. So aluminum cans and plastic bottles that have the number one on the bottom in the triangle. So.
Yep.
That'd be great.
That's correct.
People would bring those. Good. Okay.
Good.
Thank you, Danny.
Deal. Yes.
You're welcome. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Next, we have Renee. Good morning, Renee. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Hey.
Okay.
Good morning.
This is we're about to hear a list.
But it's not a real long one today.
Okay.
I just want to follow up with what Danny was saying about the recycling. Mm. You know, at Saturday markets, we sell pop and water bottles. And instead of throwing those, what, the people who buy them, in the trash cans, go give them to Danny. They're right there. Just instead of putting them in the trash cans, just walk over right then and give it to them.
Mm. So the water bottles you sell have the one on the triangle.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. Great.
So they can do that. So it's easy. It's right there. It's a wonderful way to participate in keeping our planet a little bit safer from plastics.
Good.
Okay, good.
I just want to mention, following up with that, is that our markets for this Christmas season are, of course, this Saturday, and then the Saturday after Thanksgiving on the 24th, the first weekend, which I believe is the first, December 1st, that's at market at the VFW. So we don't have it here. It's at the VFW on the 1st of December.
Mm-hmm.
And then back here for the 8th, the 15th, and the 22nd. So we have six markets. So folks have plenty of opportunity to go shopping, find just the perfect gift for your loved ones. And it's a wonderful place to support our local economy, because all the people that are selling at these markets are your family, friends, and neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Money stays here.
Okay, that's really good. I go to Springfield, Missouri for Christmas, and I always go to the Saturday market and pick up a bunch of little things to, and people love them when I take them to different places and give them out as gifts. So, yeah, people
Great.
Really appreciate it.
They do. Now, the next thing I want to mention is that, Bethel always gets touted as being the most generous city in the whole state. Any statistics you see show that Bethelites give more and are more generous than anywhere else. And I want to just highlight that by saying the Bethel Council on the Arts could not bring in the quality performers that we bring in for concerts and Chamai without the generous support of all of our sponsors. And I'm just going to mention a couple. We had Feely's Restaurant, Casey's Carpet, Steve Sorg's Floors, Myers Farm, Top Fuel, Faulkner Walsh Construction, and Grady Deaton is a big supporter. He's putting his money where his heart is. We have upcoming on December 6th, that's a Thursday, starting off with our very own Paul Basil in concert, and then the Canadian Celtic rock group Dorina Harvey Band. That's going to be happening on Thursday, December 6th. I hope everybody will come out. The tickets will be for sale at the Saturday market leading up to it. So if anyone has any questions, stop by the Cultural Center here and I can help them out. Oh, and the last thing I'm going to mention is Best in the West. small business competition applications start December 1st. Anyone that's got a good business idea, this is your opportunity. We have, in the last 10 years, we have given over $250,000 out to 70 different businesses to get started.
Are you kidding? That's amazing.
That's amazing. So if you've got an idea, come to us. We'll help you get that business plan together. We'll help you get your idea going. It has to be small because we only do like $2,000 to $8,000 awards.
Mm-hmm.
We're just that startup little kick in the keister to get you going.
That's fantastic. What a great thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
So anyone that's got ideas, come see me. Come see me, call me, whatever. I'm at 543-4538. Glad to work with you.
Okay. Wow.
So that's
Thank you, Renee.
That's all I got. You bet.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Very good. Yes.
Oh, that's so
exciting.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to go right to Liz from Bethel. Good morning, Liz. Welcome to Talkline.
Let me turn my radio down.
Oh, good. Thank you. This is like a 7-second delay, so we're hearing everything in the background. Okay, there we go.
Okay.
She's coming back.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hi, Peter.
Hi,
you know
Liz.
Who
yes.
I am.
Yes.
Yeah. When I was a little girl, I used to go to church, you know, and those elderly people used to say like this, the weather's going to change later on as the years go by. We're going to have warm weather on this side. The winter's going to turn on the other side, you know?
Mm.
And it's true. You see the weather. We used to have early cold weather, like in October, already frozen. And this time of the month, trucks go on the river.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now they can't. Because of the old people, I believe in those old people used to say, the weather will turn around later on. We'll have no more winter.
Mm.
Now it's starting to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And people who are traveling, don't forget your life jacket. Or if you're going to get wet, don't forget your rain gear. Because the weather can change, you know.
Mm.
If you get wet, it can turn around to you cold.
Mm.
So don't forget your rain gear. That's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the Buffalo Road is really slippery. Thank you very much, and good morning. Bye.
All
okay,
right.
Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, it seems like even like... It was more than 20 years ago that I came out here, and it seems even in that time I've noticed some little changes.
Yes.
Not even just, not even like 50 or 100 year of changes, but even in the last 20, 23 years, it seems like it's
noticeable, yes.
Yeah. Oh, so we have Susan. Good morning, Susan. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I lived here since 84, and definitely there's been a climate change.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
What have you noticed?
Well, by now we would have had below zero weather and the rivers would be safe for travel and there'd be people coming in from the village to hit Saturday market. There'd be people out there hunting, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wanted to put the word out. Tomorrow, it's Saturday, we're going to do the monthly food bank. We hit it the third Saturday of each month. So tomorrow's going to be food bank from 10 till noon. And people getting food can volunteer if they want. They volunteer. We do need volunteers, and that's from 10 till noon tomorrow, and the next one will be December 15th.
Okay.
And in addition to that, the Lions Club's going to do a Thanksgiving meal Thursday on Thanksgiving from 10 till 1.
Okay.
Well, where at?
Lions Club.
Okay, good.
Yeah, the food bank will be at Lions Club tomorrow, and the Thanksgiving meal will be at Lions Club Thursday. And then the next food bank will be the 15th. And then in addition to that, we're planning to do holiday boxes, and that'll be the Saturday before Christmas, which I think is December 22nd.
Now,
I'll announce those later on talk line and signs around town and on the radio and stuff. So.
Okay. And what
at Tomorrow's Food Bank, and also it's the beginning of giving Bethel Gives.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be at Saturday Market, and that benefits 11 different entities that make Bethel a better place to live.
Yeah, so can you say more about Bethel Gives? Because you can see that around town and at AC.
Yeah, they'll have premium items for donations, but they'll take anything, and you can donate across the board or to specific nonprofits. I don't think I can list them all from memory, but signs around town. It benefits the Lions Winter Shelter, the Bethel Friends of Canine, Council of the Arts, the student nurses.
Yeah,
we have a wonderful student nurse program here at the college. So there's 11 different entities that are benefiting, and sometimes they have a reading literature you can read up on them.
So you can donate to Bethel Gives, and then when the grand total of donations is calculated, it's distributed to 11 different nonprofit agencies in town. And so
I do remember checking off where I wanted it to go, and I said across the board. So I don't know what kind of liberty you have when you donate, but it probably might be across the board. Either way, it's going to help make Bethel a good place, a better place to live, a place with things to do and volunteer and help with and benefit your family with. And it's all good. It's an annual event. There'll be a Giving Thursday where there'll be people outdoors collecting, and I can't remember which Thursday that is, but they do the next two Saturday markets. They'll have a table at warm indoors Saturday markets, so you can take your time and learn about Bethel Gives and the different entities that it helps.
And Susan, do you happen to know when Winter House begins? Is it December 1st?
December 1st.
Okay. And where will it be located this year?
I think the church that does the supper club, Friday supper club, they do it's in the evening. It'll start December 1st, and it's in the evening, and in the morning the people clear out. Later on, we're looking at grants and stuff for daytime programs for people, and also we're looking at grants for people that want to get out from under this, kind of a Housing First initiative type of thing. We're looking at possibilities down the road of other things, but right now what we do is we stop people from freezing to death.
Some
people go back home to their village and stuff. There's a one-to-one dialogue. There's a quality time with them where people can figure out what they need to do.
Where is the Winter House located this year? What was the name of the church again?
It's at the church that's across from the fire station, down there by between the fire station and Watson Corner.
Sorry, we can't hear. That's muffled. The church where? Which church?
Okay. Come to the Lions Club or give me a call. I'm in the phone book, 543-4368. Anyone that has any questions about any of our Lions Club functions.
Okay.
People have cell phones and stuff, but I do have a landline that's in the phone book.
Okay.
And people can call me, and I'll lead them to who's in charge of different things. We have a member that helps with the supper club food. We have a member that helps with scheduling meals for people to cook and bring to the winter shelter.
Okay.
I can steer them to the people that can keep them busy and connect them to the different programs that we're doing.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you, Susan.
All right.
Good job.
Okay, have a good day.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good morning, James. Welcome to Talk Line. You're on the air.
Yeah, just to say good morning to all, and both of you too, coming from Chivac. All right, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, James. Yeah.
Well, we always like our welcome from Chivac.
Yes.
Thank you, Chivac.
Yes, you know.
What is their radio station? I think we had that listed. I think their radio station is
KCUK.
KCUK 88.1 in Chivac, Alaska. All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So our lines are open once again. I'll read a couple announcements that you have for me there.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Read my assignment here.
Sorry.
Whoops. Okay. So as you know, Saturday market tomorrow. Doors open at 8:30 for vendors and 10 to 2 for the public. Come warm up. start getting ready for Christmas and have lunch. You know, they make some really nice homemade dishes there too for the kind of the cultural center cafe, so to speak. Wow. We have Mark from Bethel. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi. Good morning. I just kind of wanted to keep the discussion about climate change coming.
All right.
What Peter had mentioned, where they had to renumber airports, runways, each end, the number that you see on it is basically the magnetic bearing of the plane. Okay. And as you know, Peter, and a lot of people know, you know, the compasses don't point towards the North Pole. They point towards the magnetic North Pole. And the magnetic North Pole doesn't sit in one place. It moves. You know, as the Earth rotates, the Earth is rotating on an iron core, and the Earth's magnetic field moves around a little bit. And eventually there was enough cumulative effect of the movement of the magnetic North Pole that they had to go around, you know, all over Alaska and maybe all over, you know, the Northern Hemisphere, changing the numbers on runways. And it was just by, you know, by 1 degree in most cases. But that's what that was. That was kind of a normal course of events. There are things that go on that impact the Earth's climate and locally our climate. I've been here a few years, and I remember the first time I went to Hooper Bay in May after college was out. My then-to-be wife and I went there, and there was 6-foot snowdrifts everywhere.
Wow. In May, yeah.
And we spent a winter living in her parents' little house. Peter knows where that is. And I had to dig our way out most of the winter.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it was snow up to the roofs. And my late father-in-law, George Moses, used to, him and one of his books, when they lived in Old Chebec, they would spend all night shoveling out people's porches. The snow was so bad all the time, you know. So I don't think that our kids or our grandkids are going to be digging big snow forts anytime soon. Whether that should be shocking to anybody, I don't know, because they find dinosaur fossils on the North Slope in Alaska. I've heard stories that somebody said that somebody somewhere, I won't say where, but I don't have any reason not to believe it, that they that there's a saber-toothed tiger skull in somebody's possession out here on the Delta. I mean, people find mastodon bones, and of course where you have mastodons, you're going to have big predators. So the climate here has never been really fixed in place. I mean, what was that story, Peter, about the, they made a play out of it, about the fellow who could run from like Tanunik to Tuluksak in a day, and he was really big, and he would, and as he would run on the tundra is really spongy. You know, that was part of the story, was how spongy the tundra used to be before it froze up. So it's probably likely that when elders say the weather's going to change, they're saying that because they know that it used to be warmer here and that there's a cyclical pattern to it. There's a couple of interesting things going on in space that people should pay attention to. And the big one is the number of sunspots on the sun. There are very, very few sunspots right now, and we are going into what they call the solar minimum. So sunspots go on an 11-year cycle. We've had some low cycles lately, and we're going into the solar minimum when they expect even less sunspots. I don't know how you can calculate less than zero. but sunspots, the magnetic energy that they emit, the magnetic circuits that they create, affect the solar wind, which is always hitting the Earth and is, you know, shaping our atmosphere to a certain extent. And so there's a NASA scientist that's been on the news. There's a NASA scientist who says, you know, the extraordinarily low number of sunspots we've had over the years, way less than usual, is having an impact on the thickness of the Earth's atmosphere. We're losing some at the top of the atmosphere. We're losing some of that layer thickness, which allows heat to escape from the Earth. And he says that, you know, he's maybe just one voice in the wilderness, or maybe not. He's saying that really buy warm coats, because we could be cycling towards another little ice age, which has happened in recorded history. Somebody was talking about, well, the Thames River froze over one time. Yeah, well, Boston Harbor froze over one time, too, and they had to get out and chop ships out of Boston Harbor. And if you want to look at it locally, the reason that the Nunalik site survived down in Quinnahock was because of the last little ice age. After the Bow and Arrow Wars, after that sod house that they've been excavating and, you know, surrounding places, after all that happened, then it froze. You know, people don't build houses in permafrost. They built their house there. It went down several layers. It was on good ground. And then it got attacked. People got killed. And then it froze back in the late 1500s, early 1600s. And it set up until it was exposed by the erosion. And as they were digging it out, it was still frozen. So we have had some pretty serious, I guess you'd call them, freeze and thaw cycles
now,
out here.
What do you think, then, if you're saying this could be just normal cycles, isn't the rate of change that we may that we're seeing now actually a faster rate of change?
There's no question that human impacts on the atmosphere are there, and they've been going on for ever since industrialization. I mean, you got to remember, there were times when if you went out for a walk in London, your chances of dying of asphyxiation from the bad air and the fog were pretty high.
From the coal industry too.
From using coal, the fact that coal was the predominant fuel.
Right.
That was before we had petrochemicals. That was before, you know, oil had been discovered as a processable thing. So you have to kind of be careful when you say, well, because the coal industry, you're pointing at one particular economic sector and saying it's their fault, when the fact is that coal was the fuel that was there. You had coal, and you had wood, and you had whale oil.
Right, and that's what contributed to the London fog that could kill people.
Well,
the smog.
It contributed to the London fog, and it dumped a lot of material into the atmosphere. Of course, the volcano Krakatoa also has. They're burning rainforests in South America. The new president of Brazil promises to burn even more. We've dumped a lot. We've dumped a lot of stuff into the atmosphere.
Right. Okay.
There's also the cyclical component. Nobody can do anything about putting any more sunspots on the sun. Mm-hmm. Don't really know how old the sun is. We can guess, but maybe it's older than we think it is. Maybe it's not. There's a lot of science against certainty, and there's this big split.
So,
on one side, you've got people who say, well, it's entirely man-made.
Markets, your time is kind of...
On the other side, there's the scientists who say, well, maybe we should look at some other factors, and the two haven't met yet.
Okay,
thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, interesting, though.
He packed a lot in that little summary. Thanks
right.
so much.
Yeah,
I really appreciate people calling in with information and sharing like that. Thank you.
That was very interesting. Call in again sometime, Mark.
Yeah, Mark. John Carter from EEG, thank you for waiting. You're on talk line.
Yes, good morning. This is John Carter. I'm calling from EEG, Alaska. Calling over there because one of the callers mentioned something about shifting of the Earth.
Uh-huh.
Our planet... When I was in school, the book or textbook was given to us entitled "Ends of the ends of the world. That was a while back. I could remember everything that was talked about, but to be blunt, the Earth in our space out there somewhere stays in one spot, never moves, partly due to Earth's gravitational pull. And this is something I did not hear, that is the Earth's rotation. It rotates in 23 and one third on its axis or degrees. It has been like that ever since. About the Earth's global warming, what happened is that when the North Pole moves, like you mentioned, shifted, one of the calls mentioned it also, the Earth turns around just a bit, and that is when the global warming is noticed. And a lot of us say the Earth is, nowadays never used to be like so. Earth, as we know it, does not move around, going to different locations in space. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, John. Appreciate that. So in regards to something I referenced earlier, so it was Inuit elders who noted that there was climate change they observed melting glaciers, deterioration of seal skin, burns on seals and disappearing sea ice. They say that these changes in these elders say that the changes come from changes in the sky. They say that the sun no longer rises where it used to, kind of like what you were saying, the sun setting at a different location. The stars and moon are also in different places in the sky, and this affects the temperatures. They say that elders say you can no longer predict the weather as they've been able to do in the past. And they observe that warmer winds are changing the snowbanks, making their ability to navigate overland more difficult. So this was a conversation, kind of a meeting between climate scientists and Inuit elders, scientists, and this was kind of the discussion they had. That was really interesting. So if you wanted to learn more about that, you could just Google elders, Earth shifting, or elders, climate change, and you would be able to read more about that, which is really interesting. So our lines are open. Peter, you want to give out the numbers?
And yes, then I'll make they some are 543-KYUK. That's 543-5985. Next number, 543-2756. 800-995-8954. Or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org.
Yeah, and a couple of more announcements. Tomorrow there'll be the food bank from 10 until noon at the Lions Club, Bethel Lions Club. They do need volunteers. These food banks are monthly, usually the third Saturday of each month, and volunteers are always appreciated. The Perfect Pie sale is happening on Wednesday, November 21st, 6 p.m. at the Cultural Center. Now, besides Krispy Kreme donuts, my next absolute favorite food on earth, well, and also Ben and Jerry's ice cream, is pies.
Wow.
So the Perfect Pie, you'll be able to come in and buy. There'll be all kinds of pies available for you to pick up for your Thanksgiving Day. Stop by to pick up your Thanksgiving Day pie and support your local nursing students. All proceeds go to the Future Delta Nurses Fund.
And that's at where?
That's going to be on Wednesday, November 21st, next Wednesday, 6 p.m. at the Cultural Center.
Oh,
my gosh, the pies. Yeah. They're beautiful. They smell good. There's lots of variety. I can provide my address for anyone who wants to buy Diane a few pies and drop them at my house. That's totally fine. Anyway, this supports Future Delta Nurses. That's a group of people from the Delta who are taking nursing classes and preparing themselves to be healers in our community.
Good. Yes.
Yeah, so that's really nice. Cause.
Yes, our lines are wide open, so feel free to call. The time goes fast, you know, we...
Yeah, we're both looking at two clocks.
Yeah.
One says 6:15, and another says it's 11:45.
Yeah.
So, but actually the time is 10:45. So you have 45 minutes. I'm going to be stepping out around 11. So if you want to call in now, that'd be great, and you can be anonymous. Another announcement, Bethel Community Services Foundation is happy to announce that the application period has opened for the John Malone Fund grant and will be open until November 18th. Applications for this grant will be accepted by mail, email, fax, and online. And to access this John Malone Fund grant application, you can go to www.bcsfoundation.org. This is Bethel Community Services, bcsfoundation.org, and pick up your application. Now, I'm not sure what the John Malone Fund grant is. So if someone wants to call in, if you happen to know what the criteria is for applying for that grant or what the focus for that grant is, that'd be great to know. Yeah, okay, so that's got
you
those
know,
announcements.
With our callers being slippery out there, you know, shouldn't be a whole lot of people out there. They should be at
home listening to their radio.
Yeah.
Figuring out what they want to call and talk about. Okay, so yeah. We have Bev Hoffman from Bethel. Good morning, Bev. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hi, good morning, everyone. I have a couple of 1, 2, 3 things. You know, on this whole thing about cycles and weather, first of all, listening to the gentleman, it's true, there are cycles, but put the human factor in there, and we have totally sped it up. You know, there's warming, there's more carbon going into the air. So, you know, we have just so overpopulated, overpolluted planet Earth, and we haven't been good caretakers of it. And so we're seeing a lot of this. Okay, that's my thoughts on that.
Thank you.
Okay, and that, but the reason I'm also calling too, and maybe the caller, I just got back from swimming at the pool. It's half price pool fees tomorrow, sponsored by the Lifesavers, which brings up Bethel Gives. You know, Bethel Community Service Foundation started this to get some of folks like myself, like the Lifesavers, increased opportunities, you know, to get support from local organizations. And we are again involved in Bethel Gives, along with Tundra Women's Coalition, Winter House, Bethel Search and Rescue, Youth, Bethel Family Clinic, KYUK, Friends of Canine, the Library, Future Nurses. And the event is on the 27th, but people can show their appreciation for these nonprofits who do so much by every time you go into AC or Swanson's, you can put $2 in, $10 in, I don't know, however much you want to be to, I think there's I forget the barcodes. But at least, you know, every time you go in, that's the way. And then at the Saturday market, people will be able to support organizations like mine. So please, please do support Bethel Gives. It's a way to give back to people who give back, so to speak. And the other thing is just everyone be careful at this time of year. The ICE, Bethel Search and Rescue, just put out a notice of how thick the ice is, and in certain spots it's thin, so people really need to be careful and safe out there. Okay, that's it for me today.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Bev.
Thanks, Bev. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Bye.
She called in with kind of a variety there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we have Elena from Hooper Bay. Good morning, Elena. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hi, I'm just letting you guys know I postponed my wedding.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, thank you for telling us. This was from last week. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was supposed to be last week.
Okay.
We postponed it.
Okay.
Okay.
Until another time. All right.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you.
Hold on.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi.
Yes.
We just talked to my fiance. We postponed our wedding because of family matter over here.
Oh, okay. So you'll have it another time?
Yeah, sometime. Probably right after funeral or maybe after a week later. Because I don't know. You know, it's really hard losing somebody in the family, so I postponed it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, good. I'm glad you are able to do that and make different arrangements, given what's going on. Good for you. Good. All right. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Best wishes to you and your family.
Okay, hold up.
Oh, hold up again.
Don't.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, Elena?
Yeah. I just want to say happy birthday to my niece. My son's birthday tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday. I love you. Miss you, boy. Miss you, paddle. Heaven, come home.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Elena. Thank you for calling. Yeah, and
I'm not done.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were done. Go ahead.
No, I'm not done. Come on, son. Come pick up. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Is somebody else coming to the phone? Okay. We're going to go ahead and go to another caller. And, yeah. Okay. And we're going to kind of go ahead and move on. So we've covered, you know, kind of a range today from climate change, and we have recycling going on at the Cultural Center. Again, talking about weather change, whether it's related to sort of the universe, to the sky, stars, human caused, or is it part of a natural cycle that happens regardless of human impact? Winter House is going to be starting up on the 12th. On just the 12th, December 1st. And, so just kind of a variety of things going on. And we have an anonymous caller from Bethel. Good morning, Anonymous. Welcome to Talkline.
Yes, good morning. Where's all our street lights? It's getting dark at nighttime.
Oh.
No more street lights. We need them back on.
Oh.
That's all.
Okay, thank you. I thought I didn't notice them not being on, but okay.
Maybe in some part of town, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I know there are some places in Bethel that could use some street lights, you know.
Yeah.
I've noticed that more because after eye surgery, you know, I need, my vision is not as clear. So during my healing time after surgery, for my eyes, I've been needing extra light at nighttime. So.
Well, I think it might be that the lights don't go on soon enough.
Oh.
You know, maybe, there's that kind of twilight time where you can't see that well and the lights aren't really on. And I don't know if that's Gabby, is that an anonymous call from Bethel waiting right now? Oh, okay. From the other call. Okay.
We have
you have a couple announcements, and I think I'm going to have to run back over to the college if that's okay.
Yes, that's fine.
And I'll see you next week. I think we'll have talk line next Friday, day after Thanksgiving.
Oh.
We'll have to find out. We'll let everyone know.
We'll ask about that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Diane. Okay. You have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, you too. All right.
Tell me when you have some pie.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay. All right, we have Fire on Ice, faith-based recovery groups for any addiction at Bethel Family Clinic every Thursday from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at 631 Main Street. For any questions, you can call Dennis Raines at 543-3773. We have a caller from Tuxuk Bay. Good morning, Tuxuk.
Peter?
Yep, good morning.
Hey, look.
Yeah.
Up how the moment so quashing moment to love Don Kashuk. Jingo Alaska class fun time got plucked up to conquer the month who went over 10,000 years. Tom Gapto.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, I'm Kiyukalam Kandauna Last Frontier, what we tagging Smukupit dot, you know. Mavat hook, Kiyukalikatagalotin hook, Mavat kits hoot, Akuta, I paput Kiyuk mana im Kiyuk following hook, Mavat kits hoot. Yes, that caller was asking about, you know, why Alaska was called the last frontier. And I tried explaining that this was one of the last places that, you know, civilization, they call, had reached Alaska, you know, in the latter parts after everybody else. So, yes, we have another announcement. The YK Fitness Center has immediate openings for lifeguards and is offering free lifeguard training December 1 and 2, 8 and 9. Visit ykfitness.org to see a video of the lifeguard class requirements and to register. Yes, and then I have by me here Grady. Good morning.
Oh, or
you're going to sit
morning.
In.
I don't know if I have the audio yet. Yeah, there it is. Good morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love
yes.
sitting in.
Yes, yes. Yeah, wonderful day outdoors, other than it being a bit slippery outdoors, you know, but you know, still yet, you know, life needs to go on out here. So there's talk of thin ice out there. And
those open holes of Swiss cheese on the river. That's what I heard. I heard Swiss cheese on the river.
Yeah.
Don't go walking without an ice pick.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, and that walking stick, you know, that walking stick was a issue last week. You know, we were talking about that. People were calling in about that. That walking stick used to be the thing to have, you know, in the before the ice picks and, you know, before these fast snow modes of travel, including snow machine. So people took their time, you know, it was a slower pace, you know, longer ago, and then those ice picks were lifesavers.
I saw you admiring mine.
I was, actually, you know. Where did you get a piece like that from?
I use a Unipod. It's a photographer. It's a photographer tool. But I outfitted it with one of those non-slip things that the canes use these days.
Yeah.
You know, but I want to remind the callers to call in, because we can talk all day, but they don't like to hear us talk. They
right,
want to talk.
Yes,
so
we
call
want
us,
to hear from them,
543-5985. That's 543-KYUK, 543-2756. Or 1-800-995-8954. Call in now while the lines are open. When the lines aren't open, sometimes callers get a little frustrated because their calls don't get through. Now they're open. So give us a call. That's my story.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
The Swiss cheese on the river is a big deal, though. I was interested in noting that, because I'm not from here, and it's funny that the snow drifts on the river actually insulate the ice and don't let it form. So I would think, you know, being not from here, I would think that where you saw the snow drift, it was safe. And not the case.
Mm-hmm. No.
Not the case.
No. And then the, you know, when they say the ice is so much thick, that's not consistent every place. You know, there are some places out there where it's only an inch or less thick, you know, and then the ice in front of Bethel had stopped early on, and so had a chance to kind of thicken up a little bit. You know, we're hearing 5 or 6 inches now, you know, but the there was open water a couple of days ago on the other side, on the other channel of Bethel. So if that froze up, it's going to be, you know, just very thin.
I wonder what this anonymous caller has to say.
Let's hear.
Good morning, anonymous. First time caller. Long time listener, I guess.
Yeah, I never heard anything about Donlin Gold or Jalisco or any of those that wanted that Donlin Gold open, you know. I'd like to hear something about that. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's right. We haven't
Well, I'm not going to express my opinion about it, but, you know, we haven't heard anything today.
If somebody has something to say about that, you know, certainly we'll welcome a call of someone that can give us an update where they are or you know, their concerns about Donlin Gold.
I'm sure you've already read the announcements and such, but this is a weekend where there's a Saturday market, and this is a weekend where there's a food bank at the Lions Club.
Yeah.
I know that stuff's
Susan
going on.
Susan called, and then Renee called, you know, so they helped us. And if anyone has anything else going on this weekend in Bethel or anywhere in the Delta, you know, we'd like to hear from you about what you got going on. So there are a number of things, you know, that always happen during the weekend, you know, so like Bev called and said they have a half price on the Waikei Fitness Center swim thing tomorrow. And on February 2019, Ilit Narvik is opening the first aviation maintenance school in rural Alaska. Interested students with a high school diploma or GED, who'd like to work with their hands and are ready for a full-time, high-wage, high-demand career in aviation, you can visit Ilit Narvik on the web or Facebook or call 543-0999 for more information.
Here's something that I haven't noted anywhere. There's a grief support group, for those dealing with the loss of a loved one. That meets at the Table of Grace Church this Saturday at 10 a.m. That's at 1815 Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway. That's a grief support group. So if you've lost a loved one.
What's the address again?
1815 Chief Eddie Hoffman.
Okay. I don't know where that is.
That's Table of Grace Church. It's right next to Bethel Community Services Foundation.
Oh, okay.
If you know, go past Q2.
Okay.
On the left-hand side if you're heading toward the airport.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
We're lucky. We got another caller.
Yay. Good morning, Bethel caller.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
First, I'd like to thank the caller just ahead of me for bringing the Donlin Creek up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as shareholders, we were notified that this deal was going to go. You know, in the beginning, I guess we might have to redirect the directors as shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we weren't informed of getting in a venture with Donlin Creek until they went into it and they decided to say, hey, we did it. We're going to try and do it. And if it does, we're no more rich. That's all I can say.
Okay.
Okay, good day.
All right. Very good. Yeah, thanks for your input on that. Yeah, we have another caller we'll go right into from the Yukon site, St. Mary's. Good morning, Anonymous. St. Mary's, go ahead.
Yes. Hello?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
It's on Donlin Creek or Pebble also. Around California area, they're waiting for their biggest earthquake yet, so I don't think Donlin or Pebble will get away from that either.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say that.
Okay. All right. St. Mary's, what's your weather like up there?
Cloudy, 10 miles really windy, very warm.
Mm-hmm. And icy is
Yukon River was still flowing a little bit. I don't know if it froze, stopped flowing yet.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We're kind of wondering about that, yeah. So, but is it being raining out there, so it's slippery on the trails?
No. It's slippery all over, but no rain yet.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thanks for the report, and you're calling in.
You
guys?
Thank you, too.
All right. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey, yeah. You know, we don't hear much from St. Mary's. I was wondering, you know, what their conditions are like up there. We haven't heard for a while also from around the Aniak area.
Hmm. You know, I've been looking at this story that's developing relative to the, you know, the callers are talking about the Donlin mind, and I'm looking at a KYUK story that we've put on the site just 21 hours ago. It profiles two different citizens there in Crooked Creek, and it kind of gives you a juxtaposition of the two different views that two different people could have relative to the mine and the development there. Another piece of good programming that our Christy Schallenberger, our Alaska Energy Desk reporter, has produced for KYUK. I encourage people to go visit the website and check out that content now. That's Crooked Creek, the closest village to the Donlin Mine, and the town is conflicted about it. They're on KYUK.org.
Yes. Yeah. So our lines are wide open this morning. You know, usually we'd have a whole lot of calls, but today, I don't know what people are doing today.
I've been having trouble waking up, but there is a caller coming in. It's Tom.
Okay.
And I think it's Tom Leonard.
Yay, long time no hear, Tom.
Hello, how are you two doing?
Hey, we're fine. How about ye?
Doing well. Getting ready for Thanksgiving next week. Well, this is Tom Leonard. You're right, Grady, from Chillister Corporation. So I just want to call and give a couple quick updates.
Okay.
Last month, we had a contest for people who signed up for digital services like direct deposit or mychillista.com or even having a stock will. And everyone that had an entry could earn up to 5 entries. And there were over 17,700 entries for this contest.
Wow.
Yeah. So we announced the winners a week ago, last Friday, and the big winner is Ruth Baggett. She won $2,000, and then seven more people won a brand new iPad with 128 gigs of memory in it.
Ooh, wow!
I'm impressed with that.
Yeah. So congratulations to all the winners. The winners came from Quigg, Anchorage, Quinnahock, St. Mary's, Tanunuk, Hooper Bay, so all over the region.
Wow.
So you can find the winners on our Facebook page at Chillista Corporation or on our website, chillistacorp.com. And the other quick announcement is we already announced it last month as well, the Akalista dividend. That is coming out on Tuesday the 20th. There's about 7,000 shareholders that have direct deposit, so they're going to get their Akalista dividend direct deposit on the 20th, on Tuesday, just in time for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yep, and then everyone else, just look for your check in the mail. And, you know, as we know, there's been a lot of really weird weather this season, and that seems to be delaying mail and packages and stuff. So just allow plenty of time for those checks to arrive in the mail if you don't have a direct deposit.
Good, yes. All right.
Nice seeing you last week, Tom. Have an excellent day.
All right. Take care, Grady. Take care, Uncle Bicha.
Yeah, Guyana. Okay. All right. Very good.
I'm very fond of Tom Leonard. I'm fond of everybody, though. I like people.
Yeah. Oh, good.
And speaking of that, I'd like to hear another caller call in. You have about 15 minutes to get in on the line. 543-5985. That's 543-KYUK. You can also call in toll-free from the village, 1-800-995-8954. And I'm also looking at the emails. I'm monitoring radio at kyuk.org for your email responses as well.
Okay, maybe we've got time to put in another announcement. How about this Kuskokwim Art Guild is accepting scholarship applications for spring semester until December 1, 2018. Scholarships of $1,000 for any YK region student pursuing an arts-related degree. For more information, you can call Renee at 543-4538. Okay.
That's the Art Guild is a very unique group of individuals there. You know, I was at the Steel Salmon, Steel Raven auction this past month there. Did you go?
No,
There was one of those one of those artists garnered quite a large auction for one of the salmon. It was like $4,000, I think. It's crazy. Wow. But it raises money for the Kuskokwim Art Guild. You know, they had that scholarship program there, and then they also have mini grants to local artists to get materials. And, of course, they have the gift shop there in the cultural center, which anybody who visits Bethel must make a stop to see.
There are interesting stuff, things in there.
I need to learn how to use the yo-yo. I haven't learned how to use a yo-yo yet. You know, the... What do you call them? What do you call it in Yupik? That toy.
Man, I can't pick it out right now.
I put you on the spot. Sorry. I know is that I don't have the rhythm. I don't have the rhythm that's required to get it to bounce correctly.
Yeah, it takes practice, you know. It took me a while to, you know, be able to do that. You know, and then, of course, you know, there's different kinds. You know, some people put art things, you know, like little dolls on each end, you know, of the string or yarn. And then some people put wood or... You know, they use anything, and it takes some practice to get, you know, to get to do that. So
one of the things that have come up in my awareness with the Swiss cheese on the river there is that is an understanding that people are anxious to get on the river to do some fishing. What nets are they setting, and what are they setting them for right now?
Mostly for whitefish and for lush fish. The burbot kind of fish, and there's a lot of people that are hooking for them right now under the ice, you know. Let's see, the other day I went out myself in front of the boat harbor out there. The ice was, I don't know, about 5 inches thick in that area. You know, we didn't venture out further out of there, but we were staying close to the seawall, and there was over half a dozen people out there in, you know, making holes and fishing. And then on the old hospital landing, there were people going to the other side of the river to go fish. And this guy, 3 or 4 days ago, that came up, you know, we asked him how thick the ice was. He said, he said on the sides is about 5 inches, and in the middle it was 3 inches. So that was a few days ago, and I understood now that it's getting more and more, and people are beginning to venture further away from Bethel to set their nets. You know, like I see the first ones that normally do set above the boat harbor, I don't know, quarter mile up or less. You know, there is that one kind of like a low current area in front of that old barge that people do set a few nets there. And also somewhere below Standard Oil or, you know, in that area, people do set some nets there too. I don't know what it's like further down. But from the pictures I've seen, you know, about Kuskokwim ice developing, there is still a lot of open water out there. And then I tell you what, something that people need to be aware of is that open water and glare ice. And if we keep having rain, the snow, a little bit of snow we got, will melt off and it'll be glare ice. Open water and glare ice look exactly the same in the nighttime.
Oh.
Especially when it's cloudy. You can't distinguish between open water and glare ice. That's a very dangerous situation. So, you know, I would recommend that there would be no travel as yet, you know, on the river, on the Kuskokwim River, because it's still too, there's a lot of open water and a lot of thin ice, and they're hard to tell where they are now. So.
I can't imagine what it would look like. So you worry about people who are traveling by boat. People aren't traveling by boat right now.
No, by snow machine. By snow machine. Yeah.
So if you're on the snow machine, you might think that that's open. You'd be avoiding that anyway, though, wouldn't you? You'd be avoiding it whether it was open water or whether it was ice. Oh, I see. You might think it's ice and safe to travel on, but it's not. It's open water.
Okay. Like it's raining, okay, mm-hmm. And it'll melt away all the snow that was on it. So the ice you know, with a little bit of snow, you could tell. But then when there's enough rain to wash that away or melt away the snow on top of the ice, it becomes glare ice.
Oh, like a film of water on top of the ice.
Yeah, pretty much like that. And then imagine right next to it, you know, you have open water with no ice on it, okay? Those two situations look in the nighttime while you're traveling look exactly the same. You cannot distinguish open water from ice, you know, in certain conditions. So that poses a very dangerous situation, you know, while you're traveling. So it should not be any travel.
Just avoid travel till we get the safe go ahead.
Yes, yeah. So
if you do travel, file a trip report, folks. That's the most important thing. I am perusing the It's Going On in Bethel for some information. You know, the food bank is doing a sort right now. But, you know, more on that in a second. Let's hear from Yvonne. Yvonne in Bethel, go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning, Yvonne.
I agree with Peter and my cousin lives on global warming, especially on Peter.
Yeah.
The river and the lakes and the ponds have that color white. That's a sign of safe, but stay off them. Stay off the lakes, ponds, and rivers. And they're still thin. If you want to go out and about, stay on a tundra or land. And of course, there's ponds and lakes up on the tundra, especially those with no flow on them that don't drain. Those are deep. And please remind your kids, we've got the weekend coming up. Plus, we got a four-day weekend next week. Stay off the lakes, ponds, and rivers. And quay on out to them. Call on the mine. I'm still a big no on the mine. Alaska knows, and I believe the world knows, where rural Alaska stands on the mine. And happy Thanksgiving to all. Good morning, bye.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you too, Yvonne. Koyana, thank you. Yes, you know, Yvonne is you know, he's we consider him like, I mean, he's always forever going out, and he knows conditions around here. So, you know, sometimes people keep an eye on Yvonne when he goes out, and it's kind of safe. But you got to know where you're going. You got to follow his tracks, and then not go off any other way. So. Follow Yvonne.
Not bad advice. I stay off the snow machines myself, but if I do, I'll follow Yvonne. Hey, okay. You know, they're getting ready for that food bank over at Lions Club tomorrow. But today, you still have time to go and be involved in the sort. Volunteers are needed to help sort the food donations for the food bank at the Lions Club tomorrow. They're doing that today until noon, so you have about 30 minutes to still get over there and offer your services to help at the Bethel Lions Club, the sort for the food bank. Wow. That's happening today until noon.
Yeah, good. You know, they're always doing good things for the people here, and they do sound like need a little help from people that like to help, you know, as volunteers to help the people out there. So Lions Club has been a big part of Bethel and the surrounding, you know, and helping people that need help. We have a caller. Henry, good morning to you.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, good morning.
Mam kreft schip kan ik zo met patoor zien me door zoeken ook een saaie kaas in die lulli door een stijgen ook maar na kan ik daar aan op zingen had. Mam kreft zoeken zo zag zout wat zonen wat in de kern Ingina man tekiak siksalu sukum tekan ktamat tu. Mosyo ki piskumayak suki piswiken ka makin kagayon man timi
Okay.
Okay,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was... Yeah. All right, that was our... Yeah. Our elder from Atmosok, Henry Tickyard calling. You know, he just... he said he realized that this is a English talk show, but he said it maybe this information cannot wait for some travelers, you know, that need to hear that in their area, probably as well as the other areas, you know, the ice have gotten thinner than what it was earlier, is that the ice's thickness of the ice is decreasing because of the warm spell and a little bit of snow we had, and that the lakes and rivers are dangerous out there to travel on, and that search and rescue going on for that young person in Kasikaluk, said if anybody was curious about it or would like to help out, you know, they would have to call Kasikaluk people or Kasikaluk SAR, search and rescue, before they can do that, because he don't know if they're on pause or on hold right now until the ice thickens.
It's tough when someone's looking for somebody. It's scary stuff. Oh my.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to segue over to another topic when we talk about something heavy like that, but I'm going to. There's a job opening. A job opening at the fitness center. Customer service supervisor. You can find out about that at trustmark-hr.silkroad.com, or you can, of course, drop by the fitness center and find out more about that job opening over there. And I'm sure Renee called in, and she probably promoted the Delrina Harvey Band from Newfoundland that are coming to the YPCC in December. It's a good opportunity for you to get over to the cultural center and purchase your tickets in advance before they sell out. And, that's that. I'm looking through some more things. You know, the recycling committee, the KUC recycling, will be at the Saturday market, as usual.
Yeah, heard about that.
Just bring your aluminum cans. And plastic bottles can now be accepted. But that's it. Just they must have the number one symbol on the bottom you look at that recycling thing.
Yeah, we heard that this morning.
Oh, sorry.
The number one in the back of the, or on the bottom side of the drink bottles are, it has a, that recycle triangle
with the arrows
symbol on there. And then Renee was saying that they do, you know, they will be selling them at the cultural center tomorrow.
The tickets?
No, those water and sodas with aluminum cans, I guess.
No, what they're doing is they're accepting recycling. So
yeah,
you can bring and recycle them and the money goes to benefit the KUC student government.
Yeah, which is good, you know, and then you can bring your own cans or bottles, you know, but you said also they'll be selling them at the cultural center tomorrow, so instead of throwing them in a trash can, you can go deliver them to someone that will be there accepting these recyclable cans and bottles. So... Caller, Edward, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, we're fine. Mm-hmm.
Good, that's good. I have a... I'm with Yvonne. I'm not with Donna Vaughn. I do my subsistence fishing here in the village, and that's our main source of food. I'm kind of confused. Like, the state has a law. Salmon, where they go spawn, if they disturb them with the vehicles or four-wheelers or steel machines or anything, we get violated. And they don't say it's a 50-year law. We get violated. And looking at this Donald Gold project that's coming up, they're going to destroy two streams. The first village that's going to be impacted is
Traveling that village, the little village. Man, it's going to destroy our water, our fish, our animals, and then we'll get extinct. Right, K Delta people will probably get extinct because of contaminant toxic. They will kill off all the fish, plants, water, bucks, and last us. Ever thought about that?
Mm.
And these people who signed off the proposals or whatever the permitting process.
Mm-hmm.
They should have looked at the law. Endangered species. It's going to get more impacted. They should have looked at those instead of looking at the money. Look at if there's no more gold up there. No more gold. Look at it. No more gold. Nothing. Totally. No 1 cent. What will happen? Damaged. It won't grow back because it's already dead. Dead, dead, dead. Think about it. I'm a subsistence user. I fish. I hunt. I support my family. Good morning.
Okay. Thank you, Edward.
Yes,
good morning to you. Yes. You got some?
I'm going to read an email.
Okay.
This comes in anonymously. It's a question about why is Talkline English only? Folks should be allowed to call in and speak whatever language they prefer if they have an important announcement. And I believe that's what you said, of course, that important mm-hmm. announcement you translated for our English speakers.
Yeah.
Although we do have English and Yuktun talk shows.
Yeah, that's right. On Monday we have Yuktuyuk, and also on Thursday we have Kutpakhlako, where we most times where we select a topic and talk on it in our Yupik language, and then we have only one day for talk line show.
I've even made the mistake of calling into your your Yupik show one day when I thought it was Friday. I called in and said the wrong thing.
Yeah, I remember that, you know, but people were kind of not calling in during that time, or there was a
lull.
There was a lull. But I had a text from Mark Larry that wishing us good morning, and that the ice stopped at Kalskak this past Monday, and the ice stopped at Aniak last night. So we have just a couple of minutes left, you know, before the end of this talk line already, but we do have time for maybe one short, quick call if somebody would like to try to squeeze in, you know, but. Time goes fast.
I know that we try to aim to please all of our listeners, mm-hmm. and we don't try to turn anybody away when they call in, including myself when I called into that show by my mistake.
Yeah.
But you know, it does help our listeners when we stick with programming, though.
Yes,
you know,
yeah.
You tune into the English show because mm-hmm. you're an English listener. You tune into the show and you tune when you're a big listener. Well, here we go.
Yeah, go ahead. We'll squeeze in Wesley from Nunup or. Napaskiak, I'm sorry. Wesley,
yeah,
good
morning.
Yeah.
That last call about extinction, I think they've been exaggerating that. You know, let's look at the Red Rock Mine up north. The people there, you know, have they extincted? And are there still caribous around there? You know, the talk of that, I think the extinction around here, I think that has stirred them up to anger. And but people have to be aware of that radiation, you know, down at the Pacific from Fukushima. That's extinction level right there. And I think that is a lot faster than, you know, mining development.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then.
Okay.
Good morning
to you.
Time
is up already. So we'd like to thank everyone that called in today during KYUK's talk line. This happens every Friday from 10 until 11:30. So we're going to be looking forward to next week again, God willing, you know, if we get there on Friday. And then, so in the meantime, you know, please heed the advice of our people out there that the ice is thin, and want everyone to be careful out there if you're going to venture out. So be safe and
don't fall through the Swiss cheese.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Good job.
You've been listening to Talkline. The comments, points of view, and opinions made are not those of Bethel Broadcasting staff, management, or board of directors.